This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, it's the law that there's a limit to how much the federal government can borrow. Today, the Congressional Budget Office reports on how we're doing with that debt ceiling, even as the Treasury Department uses extra clever accounting strategies to keep the borrowing from bumping into the limit. At some point, there could be a reckoning, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
In order to keep the government up and running, the Treasury Department uses extraordinary measures, basically accounting tricks, to keep paying the bills. Legal accounting tricks.
They're a little bit of a shell game where the government moves obligations and debt around so that it doesn't count towards the debt ceiling at that time.
That's Jason Jones, an economics professor at Furman University. He says at some point, the government will run out of wiggle room, but there's no exact pinpointing when.
The government is dealing with trillions of dollars, money coming in, money coming out.
Maya McGinnis is the president of the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
And timing the amount of money that comes in on any certain day is virtually impossible.
Best guess is the Treasury will run out of cash sometime in the fall. That is, if Congress doesn't act, if it gets too bogged down in the politics. The government then would have to delay payments and or default on its debt. Not good. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.